The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're going on a road trip, and I'm super excited. Good morning. It's Thursday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so we're going to sexy Riverside, California, to the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture, which, by the way, it has like perfect five-star reviews, almost 700. You know how hard it is to get anybody on the internet to say something positive? It must be amazing.
I know how hard it's going to be to drive in a car with everybody. That's going to be tough.
Oh, no. Anthony,
what are you talking about? I'm an amazing driver.
Yeah.
Oh, if automatic. That's a lie.
You are if time is a thing. You know what I'm saying? If we have to get somewhere
I'm going
to
get us there quick.
Yeah, no.
You're going to do that, dude.
Do you know what you guys are going to have to be ready for is Dana complaining about my driving for a good, I don't know how many hours.
Well, pay attention to the road. Okay, just do that. Remember that I must pull over for bathroom breaks because I like to explore random gas stations. I don't know why, but that's my thing. We have to concentrate on four things. We need healthy snacks for the trip.
Nope.
We need to figure out what music we're going to listen to. I think I should control that.
Nope.
Who's driving? DJ Automatic, you just established that. And of course, my bathroom break time is very necessary as well.
And that's the problem. Women make road trips so much longer because of you wanting to explore gas stations. Who cares about gas
stations? No, I'm not going to hold it. I'm not going to suffer.
Are you trying to look for like different kinds of lot lizards?
No.
A lot lizard.
The people who really travel know what a lot lizard is.
I don't even want to talk about that, Automatic.
Dana Cortez, talk about these healthy snacks that you plan on eating. What are some of those?
So, well, we're going to the beach pretty soon. We're going to be going on vacaciones, a little vacay time. And so I have to wear a bathing suit. And so I thought we could take some apple slices. I'll get some orange slices in there. What about some celery and peanut butter?
No, dude.
This sounds like the worst Little League game ever.
No, come on. Well, what snacks do y'all want for this road trip?
See, here's the thing. I'm not much of a snack person when it comes to road trips because I told you guys about my horrible beef jerky experience last time I had it.
Oh, that's right, Anthony.
Where I bought that horrible beef jerky. So like,
It was on sale.
Yeah, I haven't been in the mood for gas station snacks, dude. So I might have to pass on those.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, if it's not Buc-ee's, I don't care about the snacks. Just give me M&M's. Just peanut M&M's. I'm good for the trip.
If you don't know what Buc-ee's is, do your Googles and petition your city for a Buc-ee's right now. Ooh. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick this one off with Ice Cream Soda Day. Originally invented in 1860.
We can't have those on the trip.
Oh,
they're not healthy.
Dang. Oh, man. All right. Now, what about Heiko the Geek Day?
You guys ready? We can go with me.
And let's go to wrap it up. Let's get some excitement in here. It is the first day of summer.
Yes. We're going on a road trip. Let's go. Why the sprinklers?
Because that's like the first day of summer. You didn't used to run through the sprinklers?
I did. And everybody else would like go swimming to a fancy pool or something, and I would be running back and forth in the sprinkler. You know what? I had a great time.
Exactly. Shout out to the sprinkler.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So last night was the Kendrick Lamar concert, the pop out.
Yes.
Right. And our very own Sirmati from the Dana Cortez Show was there. She does the psychic readings on Monday.
Yes.
Girl, what was that energy like?
I can't even put words to this, Dana. It was electrifying. Electrifying would probably be the word. Magnetic. It was crazy. It was the best concert I've ever been to. Just the unity and the energy of the whole thing was completely different than any other concert I've ever been to.
I was watching. I was streaming it on Prime. Otto was standing up, dancing out in front of the whole TV. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you just felt it, right? Like,
all six times to not like us.
What was your favorite moment?
I would have to say Dr. Dre coming out. That was iconic. I lost it. And then the Black Hippie moment.
Oh, my God.
Those are my favorites, too, because as a lifelong TDE fan, that was what I wanted, and that's what I got.
It's crazy that you said that. So that's the moment that I recorded. I told Otto, I can't believe this, because when I asked Kendrick, would there ever be a reunion, he was like, I don't think so. Schoolboy Q's always said no. I know Ab Soul kind of felt some kind of way. But guess what? They all three came together. That was a moment in hip-hop.
Beautiful moment.
It was beautiful.
The crowd was singing word for word every word of this entire concert. It was incredible, and I'm so happy that I got a chance to be here live and direct.
Oh, I'm so glad too, and thank you for getting our merch. We'll see you soon.
Love you guys so much.
Love you. Talk to you Monday. Bye. So obviously Sirmati very excited. We are too. You know, I talked to Kendrick Lamar. I got to sit down with him and I asked him, who's the best rapper in the game? This is what he said.
You talking about new rap or you talking about longevity?
I'm talking about the biggest in the game. Like, all cards are on the table.
Kendrick Lamar.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
See? That was a good answer.
Same Kendrick. That was some good Kid Mad City. Same Kendrick today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting married is such an important day, but when you plan a wedding, you're taking it up a notch. I don't care if there's two people that are going to attend or 200. It's your special day, especially as a woman. You spend time looking for the perfect dress, even sometimes before looking for the perfect man. You know what I'm saying? So this woman, her name is Amanda. She's walking down the aisle and here comes the mother of the bride. Well, the mother of the bride is before her. And she's wearing this beautiful green dress. It has a train on it. And then the bride comes down. Well, she posts her video and it's gone viral because people are accusing her mother, Lori, of trying to upstage her daughter because the dress
is... What do you think?
I think that she looks beautiful. I think that that's part of the reason some people are hating on her. She is a gorgeous 53-year-old woman, does not look anywhere near 53. She kind of looks like a model. And her daughter is just as beautiful. And she's wearing a beautiful white dress. By the way, the daughter said, we picked these dresses out together. My mother did not try to upstage me, but the internet is going crazy. You can go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram to see for yourself.
Basically, the internet's saying the mom's hotter than the daughter.
For the most part, yeah. I think that's
general consensus. Oh my gosh.
But she also, if they intend,
they're equally beautiful. They're both beautiful. They're both hot.
If they were, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And no, it's the dress, Anthony. Yeah, it's the dress.
The mom snapped. And the daughter, unfortunately, the white wedding dress is no longer a surprise to anybody. So I think that the mom...
Well, it was a surprise to her husband because, you know, she shouldn't have been wearing white. Ooh. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. No, I just think that sometimes we can make more of this. I remember when Automatic and I got married, and just full disclosure, I was married 2 times before. I was a young mother at 15. It's hard to talk about because it's embarrassing. We're at the wedding. My best friend gives a speech and mentions my previous marriages, jokes about third time's a charm. All of this is happening, and what was once a loud room of people laughing and cheering got quiet.
Dead quiet.
Oh, so they weren't good jokes, huh?
At the time, I didn't think it was funny. Now I think it's hilarious that he did that.
Wait, why did you think it was funny, Automatic?
At the time, it was embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing for me.
Because, like, all of our friends and family are standing there, and he's like, and he's making light of all of Dana's failed marriages.
No, Dana's been married before, so here we are again.
He just bombed the toast, huh?
It was a little bit funny, but it
wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Sounds like you bombed, guys. It sounds like it wasn't a good experience.
I will say,
Yeah.
I was thinking, am I going to fight this dude?
Moment.
Am I going to fight this dude at my own wedding?
Because later you just drank so much, you ended up telling him, I love you so much, you're my brother. And we didn't even consummate the marriage.
What does that mean? Y'all didn't bump?
No.
Exactly.
Okay. Passed out in the bathtub, dude.
He drank like a bottle and a half of Patron by himself.
That was a multitude of night of embarrassment. That was a lot of embarrassment right there, Automatic.
But at least I didn't upstage my wife, okay?
Hey, there you go,
True story. Do you have any wedding stories? Like maybe a fight at your wedding? Or maybe a mother-in-law tried to upstage you? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to a study just released by CBS News, drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4. And I have 3 things you can do to prevent this. Parents, brothers, sisters, grandmas, all of it. Turn the radio up. I go last. DJ Automatic.
Maryland's governor just pardoned 175,000 people of weed convictions.
Good.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I know. They legalized weed there 2 years ago. So anybody who had a misdemeanor or just small marijuana offense, they've been wiped clean.
What about big marijuana offenses? What about that? I mean, I think that those people should also have their records expunged. No, I do. I'm sorry. Nice. You can't just have all of this. Hey, now it's legal or whatnot. It's like prohibition. Once it's legal, you got to let everybody out of prison that was charged with that.
Well, it's not legal everywhere yet.
And I'm not somebody who smokes either, by the way.
I used to think that Young Thug had the best lawyer, but if these people in there for weed convictions get Dana Cortez,
let's go.
She could be the best lawyer.
Both my brothers got convictions. If you can get them expunged, that's your start to your career.
It's important. It really is. Weed is the least dangerous drug. Nobody's ever died of weed.
Aren't your brothers real estate agents, though?
We don't need to talk about all that, okay?
This makes the sales experience translates a little bit, right? All right. In case it was for possession. In case you missed it, a recent study done by Free Ones provided information revealing the countries that have the most adult content creators.
You talking about adult movies?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's start off here with number five, Canada, coming in at number five.
I Drake. They not like us. They not like us.
Canada, they are freaky. We also have Japan also coming in at number four. The U.S. of A comes in at number three.
Who's beating us?
Hungary is actually beating us.
Hungary?
And the Czech Republic has the number one most amount of content creators.
I mean, if you look at the hub, they do have quite a lot of videos that got that weird writing.
My husband would know that. DJ Automatic would know the top two.
I didn't say I knew the top two. I'm just saying the Czech makes sense because it's like in Russian or whatever that language is that they speak there.
You have it on mute anyway. Why are you lying?
Hey, that's the inside of the household right here.
All right, so in case you missed it, drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 4. And here are three things you can do to prevent it. Number one, get your children in swim lessons. Number two, learn CPR. And number three, which I had no idea, have your kids in a bright neon bathing suit. Why? Because if a child goes to the bottom of the swimming pool, you can't see them. And it doesn't matter even if it's a deep or a shallow. If a child drowns, sometimes they can drown in 3-4 inch water.
It can happen pretty quick, too. I almost drowned when I was little. My brother, my younger brother was having a baseball banquet. We were doing like the chicken fights where stand, like one person stands on another person's shoulders.
Yep.
I was on the bottom and I slipped underneath.
And nobody saw you,
and
right?
Nobody saw me. So yeah, they literally had to dive in and save me. It was pretty dramatic. It can happen quickly.
Who dived in for you?
One of his baseball coaches. I forgot who. I still don't. Shout out to that man.
He saved
my life.
Come on.
Literally
you
saved my life,
dude.
No, I don't know his name. Well,
Don't yell at me.
I was dying. I'm supposed to remember his name.
This happened to me. I was swimming laps. Don't ask me why. I was like 6 years old. Halfway through, I don't know. I was like a number 20 or something. I couldn't swim anymore. I lost the ability to move. And some man noticed that I was going under, came over to save me. And I started pounding the water and hitting. And he was like, kid, if you don't stop, we're both going to drown. So I got still and I just like laid in his arms and he saved my life too.
That's the last time you want to play Michael Phelps, right? The only six-year-old I know who swims laps is Dana Cortez. That's crazy.
I can't believe I was doing that. Hey, we're continuing this combo on social media at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Follow me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, my WTF story is so sweet. Del Monte is selling a luxury pineapple called the Ruby Glow for $400.
Oh.
Per pineapple.
Whoa.
Per pineapple.
Why?
Okay. They're bred for their distinctive pink exterior, DJ Automatic. They're extra sweet. Only a few thousand of these pinkish designer pineapples are produced every year. And one has already been spotted on a gram being eaten by Kim Kardashian.
Of course.
Are we blaming TikTokers for this? I feel like this is like a TikTok thing.
Nobody on TikTok.
Are we going to capitalize and go get some food coloring and some pineapples and start selling them?
There you go, DJ Automatic. Side of the road. I got pink pineapple for sale.
That sounds like you guys are swingers. Because they've come through and took over pineapples, so maybe this is like some super swinger stuff. If Kim K has one,
Just to be clear, we are not swingers.
I heard Kanye and his wife are, though.
Oh, see? Oh, this is slangers of pineapples. All right. Let's go from these pineapples to Europe, where a man has been arrested after a string of robberies where he was robbing local convenience stores overnight. And he was taking produce and, surprisingly, 17 cans of Pringles.
What
this man wanted to steal. Now, Adam Spencer was eventually caught and sentenced to 6 months in jail and 12 months of probation. When officers asked him, like, why did you steal the Pringles? His response was, once you pop, you can't stop.
He deserved that time for that bad joke.
All right, let's take it to outer space. Could aliens be living underground and the UFOs that we see are just coming to visit? There's a study out of Harvard, and it's called the Crypto-Terrestrial Hypothesis, and it suggests that aliens are living inside the moon and underground Earth.
What?
It gets even crazier. They say they're descendants of dinosaurs or really evolved humans.
Wait, you're telling me that people are paying to go to school at Harvard to learn this kind of stuff?
Who's their professor, Joe Rogan?
Well, it's just factually inaccurate.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you somebody who cannot stand self-checkout or all these apps forcing you to order food? You're going to love food news today. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Okay, so first story. The U.S. Agricultural Department just released a statement that two U.S. inspectors who were in there looking at avocados and mangoes were actually kidnapped by the cartel and held. And so for now, now the U.S. has paused inspections on avocados and mangoes. Now, the governor of Michoacan is saying it wasn't that big a deal. You know, they were never in real danger. Oh, sir.
You got kidnapped by the cartel. You would think it was a big deal.
It's like how a lot of Denzel Washington movies start. Start off like an avocado inspector and
you know
why he's
saying
a secret agent.
He's saying that because they're telling him, if you don't report that it wasn't a big deal,
does this mean that my avocados and mangoes are going to get more expensive?
No, it means that they might be dirty.
Ew.
Oh. Because they're not inspecting them. They could carry disease. Are you giving them up?
No.
I mean, it's avocado. It's inside. You don't even have to wash
the avocado, right?
If the cartel's going to start inspecting my avocados, I trust them. Remember when they passed out COVID-19 kits for the community?
I do remember.
These guys, like, health is a priority to those of us who are in
You got
to
have a clientele.
Exactly, dog.
It's Robin Hood. Food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's is getting rid of their AI program because basically it doesn't work. People are going through the drive-thrus or going up to the tellers or the AI tellers and trying to order like a Big Mac and a Mountain Dew, and they're getting a chicken sandwich and a Coke.
It's funny.
It's not working.
It's funny if the AI just are like responding with healthier alternatives for them. Because you know how lazy
you don't need that
bro.
Fat.
Yeah, dude. Using AI at McDonald's got to be one of the fattest Americanist things you could ever do in your life.
I feel like it's McDonald's way to save money. They're going to eliminate everyone besides the cook there.
Oh, obviously they're not. Because if you get your order wrong, that means you got to do two orders. It's probably costing them more money. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to replace the humans, okay? All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go and kick it off with National Ice Cream Soda Day. Mm-hmm. All right. This also includes root beer floats. I'm a root beer float guy myself.
I like ice cream soda, but I do diet now. Diet ice cream and Diet Coke.
Why?
Or Diet Dr. Pepper.
That says a lot about
That's
you.
Wild.
It tastes just the same.
It's also National Dump the Pump Day, encouraging you to not use gas and seek alternative methods of getting around if you can.
I got a hybrid car.
There it is.
Auto does it. When's the last time you bought gas? Seriously.
It's probably been 2 months.
Well, average gas price is down 14 cents. So we're all winning. Here we go.
Yeah,
come on, America.
Go.
And let's wrap it up with the longest day of the year is today. It is the official start to summer. So happy first day of summer, everybody.
Okay. I want to ask you guys, what is a really good summer memory?
My summers were consumed by baseball. I would say from March to July, it was just baseball all
the time.
Hottest
time of the year. But you were a good baseball player.
Consumed doesn't sound like fun.
I don't play baseball anymore.
What about you, Ann?
I'll never forget the legendary summertime video game sessions that me and my brothers had. Oh, man.
All the friends, a little bit of snack.
Playing video games till the sun comes up and some nice AC.
What was your favorite video game?
Oh, it has to be, growing up, that one was either Madden or Spider-Man. Spider-Man, definitely. For those who played, you know what it is.
Madden, MLB, 2K, or Sonic the Hedgehog. That was a heavy rotation.
My favorite summertime memory was just waiting around for school to start. I was an only child. I didn't have anyone to play with.
Sounds like the girl who gets a diet ice cream soda. That's
wow.
And gets fries with a Diet Coke.
I do that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do men care about weddings? Do men think about getting married the way some of my friends have? Because I've got girlfriends, myself, Dana Cortez, and my husband here, DJ Automatic. By the way, we're married, just to let people know. And Anthony, our best friend, we're talking off mic about weddings because earlier we had
the
combo. Well, it's the season, but remember earlier we talked about the mother who a lot of people on Instagram are saying upstaged her own daughter at her daughter's wedding, which I don't think so. You can go check out the video at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. More importantly, though, the women were talking about the wedding. Nowhere are the men excited about it, and I don't understand that. It's your big day, too. Don't you care about the dress and what you're wearing and presentation and the doves being released and the cake?
I was watching this documentary about pirate ships. And they break down like when a person has to walk the plank. I think that's
don't
how a lot of men view the wedding. It's like, you gotta walk the plank. I know what guys get excited about when it comes to weddings is the bachelor party.
I don't remember being excited about our wedding. I remember we planned it, but you were the one who made all the decisions. I just agreed on it.
Wedding ceremonies and graduation ceremonies in the same class, dog. Same level of boring. Yep.
So you're saying graduation is the same as a wedding?
We had a bachelor.
That's during my whole water.
Automatic and I had bachelorette party together.
Money off my bachelorette party.
Say something to save that, don't you, DJ Automatic?
I made a lot of money off of it.
Yeah, so you guys DJ. Okay, I get that.
Why would you want on a separate one. What are you going to go do? You're getting married.
So you get the last stuff out before you have to hang out with your wife all the time.
I don't know. I had some pretty fun times at bachelor parties.
Bachelor parties are the best, dude. It's the last.
I mean, there's a part of me that regrets like not having a real one, but at the same time,
a real one? Ours was a fake one?
Yeah. Ours was a paid event. That's what ours was.
Hold on. So tell us what goes on at these bachelor parties.
Every type of debauchery you can get away with has a single man. Now, I am not pro going and, you know, using a hall pass for
marriages. Anthony. I love hearing that.
If that's where your mindset's
at. I don't believe in hall passes, period.
If that's where your mindset's at, then you shouldn't be getting married. But now, if you want to have a stripper pleasantly clap her cheeks on your thighs and you tip her money, that's a different ballgame, my friend. You can't do that with a wife there.
Automatic, is that the kind of bachelor party you wanted?
No comment.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.